Macmillan Audio presents Back in the Fight, the explosive memoir of a special operator who never gave up, by Sergeant Joseph Kapicheski and Charles W. Sasser. Read for you by Johnny Heller and Joanna Perrin. Chapter 1. Afghanistan, 2009. If there was one thing U.S. Army Rangers were good at, other than killing terrorists who needed killing, he was walking long distances with obscene weight on our backs, busting balls in soldier jargon. At altitudes of 10,000 feet, 65 pounds of kit was murder, but necessary gear for modern, safe warfare. Kevlar helmet, bulletproof jacket with Kevlar plates, weapons, desert boots, ammo, radio, NODs, night optical devices, MREs, meals ready to eat, chow. And you were toting some real weight. Nothing could bust the balls like the Hindu Kush Mountains along the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan. Just ask the Russians who had been here. It was Taliban country. A hardy breed, the Taliban were, just as cunning at fighting in the mountains as the Apaches had been in the deserts of Arizona and Mexico. They fought lightweight, too. Give a Taliban a rifle, a baggy pair of shepherd's trousers, a handful of dried mutton and another of cartridges, and he was ready to run through these mountains like a goat. Up here, the Taliban claimed the advantage. After all, Afghans had been defending this land for generations. In these mountains, you were always behind enemy lines. In the past 2 months, Alpha Company, 3rd Battalion, 75th U.S. Army Ranger Regiment had been beating these mountains for the enemy training camps in HVTs. An HVT was a high-value target.